Okay, my friends. So this is Parshas Kedoshim. There's something very fascinating over here. I'm going to make it short. That's my new slot. I like it. It's a nice short slot. Just give you a few quick words from the Heilige Shvilei Pinchas. He brings over here from the Zoyar, from the Chassam Sofer, and other fun stuff. Listen to this. This Parshas Kedoshim, it says in the Zoyar some fancy stuff. It says that when they got to this Parsha, so the Chevra, I don't know if you know that, but Shimon Bar Yochai had a Chevra. They were called the Chevraya. Called the Chevraya. And Moshe Weinberger, who's the Rav in Esh Kodesh, he calls everyone the Chevra. It's like he has a posse, you know? It's the Chevra. That's that. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had a Chevra. The Chevraya, he didn't actually write the whole Zohar, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. People think, who wrote the Zohar, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? No. Actually, people talk about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar. He didn't write about himself. It's the Chevra, the Chevraya. Anyway, so they were all Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's peoples. When it got to Parshas Kedoshim, they got very excited. That's what it says. It says, Kasher higiu ha-chaverim le-parsha zu ha-yismechim. It sounds like it's like a Chevra thing. It's like a thing about the Chevra. It's not like anyone that came. The Chevra of Rabbi Shimon, when they came to this Parsha, they got very excited. So the question is, what is it about this Parsha? What's unique about this Parsha? That the Parsha's Kedoshim, they got very excited. So the Chassam Sofer says something fascinating, which is beautiful, which will explain this, I think, very, very well. This Parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim, was said behakel. It says the following thing in the Parsha. Dabre el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Dabre el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. V'mat aleim Kedoshim to you. Speak to all the people. Speak to the people. Speak to everyone. Now, it's very interesting because it doesn't say that by other mitzvahs. Dabre el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It says, Dabre el b'nei Yisrael. Dabre el kol adas. Gather everyone together and say Kedoshim to you. So what? And what is kedoshim to you? What does kedoshim to you mean? You know, anyone know how Rashi like is mefarish kedoshim to you, prushim to you, which means separate yourself, separate yourself. Now that's very interesting because when I think of separate myself, I kind of think about like you know being alone, kind of like shrinking into my own corner, going to my own little place, and like zoning out. You know, that's what I think about prushim to you. It's almost like a steer over here. Dabrel, kol adas b'nei Yisrael, kedoshim to you. So what says the Chassam Sofer? Let me explain to you something about this. Okay? A lot of people, they're trying to like, coming to their own. They're trying to like, get into their own space. And a person has a tendency or almost like a taiva. It's almost like a temptation to just like remove yourself from the world. Just shut yourself out. I want to sit on an island. I just want to dive into Hashem. I just want to be by myself and I'm just me and Hashem. It's going to be amazing. It's awesome. And what the Torah is telling us here is it doesn't go that way. It's not going to work. It's not going to work if you're just all alone by yourself. A person, it's true. Sometimes you need to like break away, but you got to re-enter. You got to come back. You got to be a part of these people. You got to be a part of the masses. And that's why the Torah says, Dabar al kol adas b'nei Yisrael, gather everyone together and tell them, kedoshim to you. You want to be a parush? You want to like remove yourself? You can. But it has to be in the framework of being a part of Klal Yisrael. Now, if I think of someone that kind of like, you know, like secluded himself, sequestered himself, totally broke himself off from society, and like was just davening in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can think of no one more than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he was there for 12 years. He was just him and his son. He ate nothing. He wore nothing. He didn't wear any clothing. He tore off his clothing. He buried himself up to his neck in sand. Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi Vakshal, Rabbi Yehuda Vakshal is going to be speaking on Sunday about the Lag BaOmer and everything. But I'm just giving you a little bit of a taste. Anyway, and he was there, and he was like totally removed from this world. All he ate was carobs. That's all he ate. Probably didn't eat that much either. And he learned Torah with the Leo Hanavi, the Zohar, all that stuff, whatever was going on in there. So you can think about someone who's like, he just totally left the world. That was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And he had a hard time coming back in. He didn't seem like he was really so excited about coming back in. He came in and he saw people like, you know, plowing and he was like, bleh. And he burnt them with his razor vision or something like that. Something like that happened. It burnt them up just by looking at them. And Hashem was like, go back into the cave. And then he came back out. And he's like, wow, Zachar v'Shama, all these stories. I hope you'll hear more about it. But my point is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the epitome of a person who was removed, detached. He was like the epitome of a holy person. Now the Chevra of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, somehow they managed to gain from him. Like the Zohar is Rabbi Shimon's. Even if they wrote any of this stuff, whatever they know, it's all from him. It's all his glow. It's all his light. But he re-entered into the orbit, and he had this influence on them. This parsha is the secret of the chevra. This is their parsha. Kedoshim to you. Adas B'nai Yisrael, says the Chassam Sofer, bring everyone together, because you're going to be Kedoshim, you're going to be Kedoshim with the people. You got to be in the people. You got to be with the people. So therefore, the Chevra of Shimon got very happy on this parsha, because it is the symbolic of what happened in their lives when Rabbi Shimon came back in. And Rabbi Shimon, once again, was part of the people. Now, he brings over here, also from the Chassam Sofer, listen to this. Is pshat in the pasuk by the Kohen Gadol. It says Ubo Aaron el Oyel Moed. Aaron comes to the Oyel Moed. I think it's also in this week's parasha. Maybe Uposhat is Big Day Habad. He removes his Big Day Habad, his clothing, the bad clothing. Asher Lavash Bevo El Hakodesh Vinicham Sham. He leaves them there. Says the Chassam Sofer, Big Day Habad. Bad is the letters are the shayrish of the word Boded. What does boded mean? To be alone. Now, Aaron HaKohen, before he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he had to spend some time alone. He did. Uposhat, bevoy Aaron HaKohen, when he's going in, uposhat is Big Day Habad. He had to take off his clothing of aloneness. V'hinicham sham, leave it there, which means, Aaron, you can't stay that way. And Aaron was the type of person who was with people, Oivis Abrius Makarv on the Torah. He was, even though Aaron HaKohen, he spent time alone where he was able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's able to do all these different types of ruchnius things. But there's a point in time where you have to let that go. And you have to re-enter into society. And that was what Aaron HaKohen did when it came to Yom Kippur. Okay. So we want to explain, and this I'm just going to add just one little more nakuda. How is it that the Chassam Sofer, how is it that Aaron HaKohen, how is it that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is able to tolerate, like, you know, he's a person who's so busy, you know, being Davik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shimon Bar Yochai knows all the secrets, the mystical secrets in the world. How is it he's going to talk about, you know, would you like a cup of water? Like, a cup of water. Would you like to go out for, you know, something to eat? Like, how's your business? What's the stock market? Like, how does he tolerate these things? Like, isn't it like distracting him from his other? Okay, he's got to be a part of the people, but how does it work exactly? So listen to this important thing, and this is to understand a major yesoid in Chassidus is as follows. Says the Chassam Sofer, when these types of people engage in conversation, you think they're talking to you about what you're talking about. And they are, somewhat. But at the same time, within the language that they're using, the words that they're saying, they are having another intention. And they, at that time, are ki'ilu being oisek in avodas Hashem. There's avodas Hashem in the conversation. And you think they're talking about something mundane. They're talking about water. Or guess what? This water represents Torah. Are you thirsty for water? You know what they're thinking when you ask them that question? Do you want Torah? You're thinking, that's not what I said. I said, do you want water? But to him, Torah, water is Torah. He says, I'm so thirsty. I want to make a bracha. And the whole thing he's thinking about the whole time, there's a whole different dynamic happening simultaneous while you're talking to them, and they're thinking about something else. And they might talk to you about stock markets, but really they're thinking about something totally different. The same thing, both at the same time. Listen to this. He says the following thing. This is the Chassam Sofer. Tnuoisav b'dveikus g'doyle b'Hashem. His movements are tremendous dveikus. V'toyrosa al pi kisvei ha'ari v'azoyar. And everything he did was based on the words of the Ari and the Zohar. Ba'oifen. Shebnei Adam ha'pshutam lo higishu b'shum hishtanos miminag ha'tzibur. Everyone thought he was like doing the regular thing. You know, I was once talking to my friend, Rav HaGoyin, Rabbi Yehuda Vagshal. And we're talking about Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel is a very big Kabbalist. I used to daven in his minyan. We used to daven together a lot. So he said to me, what's Rabbi Yaakov Hillel's davening like? He said, I don't know, it looks like everybody else is davening. He says, wow, what a tzaddik. Wow. What do you mean? If he can hide that it looks like he's just doing a regular davening like everyone else, that's like on the highest level. This is what the Chassam Sofer, people saw the Chassam Sofer was a regular person. Chassam Sofer was the furthest thing from regular. But the pshat is if a person is able to like bring his ruchnius into what looks like the mundane, Then he's able to engage the people, and he's talking about things that are mundane, but they're totally not. And he says, this is the pshat and what it says. Here it goes. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Oimer. Shimon bar Yochai says, a person's got to learn Torah. He says, Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha. Zoreh B'Shas Zriya. Koitzer B'Shas Ketzira. The Torah Mateh, a person, maybe a person is going to plow when it's time to plow. He's going to plant when it's time to plant. Ask the Chassam Sefer, when else are you going to plow? When it's time to plant? When else are you going to plant? When it's time to plow? What is he saying? Maybe a person's going to plow when it's time to plow, and he's going to plant when it's time to plant. Of course he's going to do that when it's the time. What does he mean to say? Says the Chassam Sefer, it means that maybe a person's going to plow, and all he's doing is plowing while he's plowing. If that's all you're doing is plowing, and you're not busy thinking about when a person's chayrish la'adamah, it's like a Adam is la'amal yulad, and a person at that same time is being dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's creating, he's being miyachid yichud, he's bringing together the different forces, and understand that when a person plows, so then it's like he's being ma'irer, the koyach of ruchnius, and the land is hard, and as you break the land, so you're breaking through the harshness of din, and you're really making rachamim. All these different ideas, thoughts that a person can have while he's doing these things. Then he's in the middle of learning Torah. Because that's creating that dveikus through that avenue. And he says, this is the pshat in the pasuk, where Baruch of Meshbit says. It says in the pasuk, Vayivarech David es Hashem. Le'enei kol ha'am vayomer David. Now, he says, it's a play on words a little bit. Vayivarech David es Hashem. David is praising Hashem. But le'enei kol ha'kol, what is everyone else seeing? Vayomer David, he's just talking. Because sometimes he's speaking to you, you think that he's just talking to you, and he's really saying something totally different. And he tells, with this we'll close. He says that there was a story that the after of Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Oiv Yisrael says there was a story one time. Who was telling this story? I don't know. Is this? I'm not sure if this is. Oh. This is Rav, the commander Rebbe. He says one time he was by the Apterov. Pamachas amadati lefanav. I was standing by the Apterov. V'hoi medabrim al monachas. He was talking to a widow. He was just talking to her. Hivanti dvorav shoy medaber ima bechochma amuka. I understood that this wasn't a simple conversation. And he was talking about something very, very deep. Me'inyin golos hashchina haisa ke'almana. The pasuk says the Shechina, when it was sent into exile, the Shechina is like an almana. So when he was speaking, the Apterov was speaking to this almana, he was thinking about it, he's speaking kilo to the Shechina, and the Shechina feels so alone. And he's talking to her, and he's trying to make her feel better, and he's thinking about trying to talk to the Shechina. And when he realized that that's what was happening, at Shishchalti Livkois, I started crying. Because I realized that he was talking, his kaviyachah is talking about the churban and the tsar of the shechina, and that's the conversation that was happening. V'gam hu bacha, he also started crying. In other words, you can have different conversations. You're talking about things, and people think you're talking about simple nothings, or a person can elevate the mundane. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was all about elevating the mundane. It's about being a part, we're a part of this world. A person can use this world for positive things, or he could just forget about Hashem. He's like, but that's not what a person's supposed to do. Is he's supposed to try to find a way to be miyachid yichudim within the bria. That's when we're gathering together all the people. We're a part of this world, but kedushim to you. But at the same time, you're separate. You're here, but you're totally not here. This is what the rebbes speak about when they talk about being miyached yichudim. And sometimes there's conversations that they have, which some people think they look like simple. But the Chazal say, afilu sichas chulin shel tamid chacham trichin talmud. What does that mean? Even when they're talking about mundane things, it needs to be a learned, where a person has to try to understand it. The reason is because there are conversations that they have, they might seem to be simple, but they're very not simple. That's all for today, my friends. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.